Well, we're here today to build a playground.
Today, we are installing a playground for the students who will be attending the new house school that's just reopening for the 2013 school year.
200 volunteers from the Building Trades Council, the Hiawatha PTO, the Minneapolis School District, the Toro Company, and the Vikings football team.
This is our 8th annual playground build that we've partnered with Toro Company. And together, we've contributed more than $500,000 in playground equipment, and we've left a permanent and impactful presence in communities throughout the Twin Cities.
Oh, it's very exciting and it's engaging. And every time that we do these projects, it just reminds me of how important it is for community to come together and to make sure that we are all investing in the safety and the education of our youth.
Well, it's called the power of people. We have a lot of great people here from the community, from the Toro Company, from the Vikings, all contributing their blood, sweat, and tears to put together the playground equipment in a day.
I'm just thrilled that this project has come to this neighborhood. This is a fantastic neighborhood and community. We are so lucky to have the wonderful support that we do, and we are all really looking forward to watching children play and grow on this playground for years to come.
It's going great. We've got 200 volunteers. We're working. The rain is holding off on us. And we're moving along nicely.
Come get your water!
Yeah! You get a chance to mingle with some of our fans and some of the people that do a lot of the volunteer work. And, you know, they get a chance to meet our players, and then our players, I think, appreciate coming out and doing stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun to meet people and go into different areas of town and just interact and just have a good time.
This ain't no work. Whole lot of work, yeah. Hey!
Anytime you have a chance to come out and help the community, well, our players, as you can see, they're enthused about it. I mean, this is going to be a great playground for these kids. So it's a nice way to break up OTAs.
I had the concrete. You know, we had to mix the concrete up and then fill in the holes for the playground. I think they're going to have a sturdy foundation. We did some pretty good work.
We're going with the chessboard, and then we're just freestyling some coral dots around the sides to make it pretty.
The players are very unskilled at the labor they're doing right now, and but no, it's great for them to come out and interact with the community and give back.
It means a lot. You know, as a kid, you know, I was fortunate to have, you know, playgrounds at schools to get outside during recess, and I feel like that's an important part of childhood, to be able to get outside, run around. You know, you don't want to be stuck in the classroom all day.
It's a great team building event. Builds a lot of chemistry, builds a lot of, you get to see a lot more character, more personality within the guys, just people within the organization. So I think it's been a great deal today.
I think what the Whiffs have done over the last 8 years, being able to come back and give back to the community, it's a big deal. And it also teaches our players the importance of giving back. So all those things combined with seeing their faces when they come out and start using the equipment, it's a wonderful thing. It's a great gesture by our organization, by the Whiff family.
It's going to be a wonderful space that's going to have a lot of ownership because it's going to be built by the community, but from the ground up. So I think it's really exciting. It'll also give ownership for the children that are going to be coming here and that are going to live in this community, because they're really going to feel like they were a part of this project. So I feel like it's going to be really loved for a long time to come.
We have committed organizations that understand that they have to give back and they should give back, and they understand the importance of that. And we're really blessed in this community where I believe that giving and volunteering is in the DNA of the community and the organizations. They understand the importance of it, and they are always ready to step up and say, what can I do to help, and let me do my part.